Members of the audience craned their necks in half-embarrassed expectation. Would this outburst turn into one of Ludovico's happenings? Were his nude models waiting in the wings? Would he haul out another version of his bronze viola sculpture, the one with a large phallus protruding from it? Would he let rats out of a cage, as he had once done in St. Mark's Square? Apparently not. De Luigi had not had time to bring anything to this meeting but himself. Mayor Cacciare looked wearily at him. "Venice is unique," he said. "It's like no other place on earth. One cannot expect me or any other elected official to assume responsibilities beyond what's reasonable and normal." "But that's why we elected you," said De Luigi. "We put you in charge whether you accept that or not, and you," he bellowed, now pointing his finger at the startled general manager, Pontel, "for God's sake, stop that sniveling. You're like a baby whose toys have been taken away. Do the honorable thing, resign." Satisfied that he had made his point, De Luigi subsided, and a superintendent stepped forward to say that the task of rebuilding the Fenice would help revive old crafts that no longer existed in Venice. There would be a need for artisans who could reproduce by hand the wood and stone carvings, the sculpted stucco and papier-mâché, the parquet floors, the paintings, the frescoes, the gilding, and the richly intricate fabrics for curtains, tapestries, and upholstery. "The loss of the Fenice was a tragedy," he said, "but the rebuilding of it would create a renaissance of all the old crafts. The cost of the reconstruction would be upwards of $60 million, but money would not be a problem, because Rome recognized the value of the Fenice as a national treasure. The money would come." The woman by the door nudged her friend. "What did I tell you? There are no accidents." The last to speak was a vice mayor. "Venice is a city of wood and velvet," he said. "The damage could have been much worse." The audience filed back out into the sunlight of Campo San Fantin, where the two cigarette-smoking policemen were now engaged in banter with a trio of pretty young girls. They were explaining that they would love to take the girls into the theater for a peek at the wreckage, but it had been sealed by the police and nobody could go in. Ludovico De Luigi's voice rang out as he headed away in the company of friends. "I meant to insult them. Let them be angry." He gestured at the Fenice as he passed it. "Venice once had 12 opera houses. Now we have none. One more nail in the coffin. Look at it, an empty shell, just like Venice."